The U.S. is also trying to improve its image in Iraq, and last night the president promised to tear down the Abu Ghraib prison. But some U.S. senators suggest the Pentagon is not revealing everything it knows about the abuse of prisoners there. 2 weeks ago, lawmakers received a report on the abuses by Major General Antonio Taguba, but some say the Pentagon left out hundreds or even thousands of pages. NPR's David Wellner reports.
When General Taguba appeared before the Senate Armed Services Panel 2 weeks ago, its Republican chairman, John Warner, sought assurances from him that the report the committee had was complete.
We will find in there all of your knowledge with respect to participation by other government agencies. It's nine volumes and about
6,000 pages, yes, sir.
1,000 pages, and we just got it yesterday.
But late last week, staffers on the Armed Services Committee noticed something odd about the Taguba report furnished by the Pentagon. In it, the transcript of an interview with an Army intelligence officer at Abu Ghraib seemed to end abruptly with an unanswered question. That led them to suspect some of the report might be missing, so they stacked all of its 106 sections in a pile. And they then compared that stack to a pile of 6,000 sheets of paper, the length General Taguba described at the hearing. The report delivered by the Pentagon was considerably shorter, by as many as 2,000 pages. Ask Chairman Warner's spokesman, John Elliott, if the committee has the complete Taguba report, and this is his response.
I would say no, we don't. But we feel that they're complying in good faith, and we don't have any evidence that DOD is hiding anything.
But a staffer for another senior Republican senator who asked not to be named said the Pentagon did not appear to be acting in good faith. Given the gravity of the Abu Ghraib scandal, he said the Pentagon should have wrapped the Taguba report in jeweler's cotton and carried it over to the Senate with kid gloves, with no parts missing. Committee Democrat Jack Reed of Rhode Island says the Pentagon may have a case to make for not including some sensitive information.
But if it's just to avoid notoriety of the information or avoid embarrassment, that's not a sufficient justification in my mind. So I would hope that they would just understand that the longer they are perceived, rightfully or wrongfully, as being non-cooperative, not completely disclosing information, or not justifying information they feel should be held back, then it hurts them when they try to make the case on bigger issues. And I think this type of damage is accumulating.
Reed questioned the Pentagon's having labeled the entire Taguba report secret or classified when all the interviews in it are labeled unclassified. The Pentagon did not respond to NPR's repeated requests for comment. Staff members with three senior senators on the committee say they expect the Pentagon to furnish the missing pages from the Taguba report no later than today. If that doesn't happen, there's talk among some panel members of asking the Pentagon to formally certify that the Taguba report it sent Congress is complete. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.